Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this first weekend in June 2022. Great time of the year. Weather's finally turned and warm. It went from winter to being summer almost overnight, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. But as you know, you listen to this show often enough. We interview people who have an interesting job or hobby, live in our community, which is broadly defined as Boone County, although I've had the governor of Indiana on the show a couple times and others who don't have any immediate connection to Boone County. But we talk about what's going on in our community. And I've had a longtime friend and client named Brian Conan, who has one of the best auto body repair shops in Indiana. It's based in Zionsville. And I've been threatening to get Brian in here to talk about his business because I find it kind of interesting. And I know we've all had the need to have a body shop work on our car for either our own fault or somebody else's fault over the years. And I thought we'd just talk a little bit about how this business works. So, Brian, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Glad to be here, Kent.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your background. How'd you get in this business, Brian?
In 1974, I graduated from high school. And I was working on some cars at home in my garage, and I took the auto body class at J. Everett Light. It's at North Central, Washington Township, Minneapolis. And I went over to Cleverly Cadillac. And
Cleverly, I remember that name. That shows you how old I am.
56 in Keystone. Then it went to Cleverly Lockhart. But I walked in and asked for a job, and they hired me on the spot, $2 an hour, as a painter's helper. And I was so thrilled to have the job. And the only thing we could work on in there was a Cadillac. No other car was allowed in the body shop. The painter got in a real severe accident, car accident, about 4 months later. And my boss walked out and asked me if I would become their only painter, which I very happily agreed to. And that's where I got my start of fixing on luxury cars at that time. Then Mrs. Lockhart had bought in the business from Jim Cleverly, and we became very close, and she was extremely good to me. And I worked there for a good while. I learned the whole trade there. So that's how I got my start.
And of course, there's more to body repair than painting, although that's a big part of it, isn't it?
That is correct. And we used to have a new car showing every September, and half the cars that came in had damage, and I had to paint those cars and make them perfect for the showing. And then a year later, my boss let me start doing some auto body repairs.
Okay.
And that's where I learned the body side instead of just the painting. Then he brought me in the office and taught me estimating. So I really got my full circle of education there at the Cadillac dealership.
And how long then have you been on your own with your own company?
Well, my dad sold his business, and in 1980, he helped me build the shop where we are now in Zionsville. And so 1980 is when I started.
42 years ago.
Yes.
You never dreamed Zionsville would be so big, did you?
Never.
So, are you a married man?
I'm married, and I got married in 1979.
How many children you got?
We have 8 children, 15 grandbabies. I had 5 girls and 3 boys. 4 of my 8 have worked for me for years and years.
So you got 4 of your 8 children are actually working in the business. And the name of your business is?
Conan's Paint and Body Shop.
So it's C-O-N-N-A-N, Conan, that's your last name. And it's located where? Where is your business located?
Approximately 106 in Michigan Road, 421, in between Michigan and Zionsville Road. It's on Andrade Drive, 10755 Andrade.
It's in that business park that kind of runs along the west side of 421. You're just north of 106th Street.
That is correct.
You go down to the end there. And you've got a nice facility there. I mean, I suppose when you're working on only foreign and luxury cars, you just can't have it looking like hell. I mean, it's got to be clean and modern, and that's what you focus on, isn't it?
We focus very, very much on the extremely clean facility. It's a first-class office shop, and we do probably more luxury cars than anybody in the state.
All right, so, you know, luxury cars, you're talking about foreign and domestic, but a lot of foreign cars, correct?
That is correct.
So do you have certifications from various car dealers that they will allow you to work on their vehicles?
Our biggest certification is Tesla, which is an American company, but there's only two authorized repair Tesla in this part of the state. We were the very first one in quite a few states in this area.
How long or how difficult was it to get someone like Tesla to certify you? They have to be satisfied that you know what you're doing, don't they?
Well, it was an interesting story. Three men walked in my office one day and said they'd like to have a meeting with me, and they want to know if I had repaired Teslas. And I wasn't too sure what a Tesla really was at that point. And I said, "Will this car company make it?" They said, "Yes." And it was a very expensive program to get into, which I had a lot of techs staying in California being trained, a lot of equipment. But the reason why they came to me is everywhere they went to ask somebody to become a Tesla certified shop, they said no, but they had to go to Conins.
So these people didn't want to do it, but they knew you might do it, and you had the experience and the staff to take on that responsibility, because there's a huge investment from your end, isn't there, for servicing some of these specialty cars?
It was over $200,000 to start in that program.
So it isn't something you're just going to do on a lark, and you have to know that there's going to be enough business there to justify your investment. And Tesla has made it, I assume. There seem to be a lot of those around. So you feel good about the Tesla side of the business you operate there in Zionsville?
We're extremely pleased with it. Very, very fine car. We're very excited about how it's going forward, being a total electric car. We're watching this technology come forward in other lines right now. Rivian, those have come to us already, begging us to be a certified shop for them.
What was the company you just mentioned?
Rivian.
Rivian, I've never even heard of that one. What do they do?
They're going to build some bigger vans, which we will not repair for Amazon, and then they'll have a pickup, a utility vehicle. It's going to be a very high-end. It's made over in, I think it's close to Normal, Illinois.
Normal, Illinois. That's where I was born, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, I actually was born in Bloomington, but my family lived in Normal the first 9 years or so of my life. I've still got some family back in that part of the state. It's basically central Illinois, somewhat like Lebanon, although Normal's grown a lot compared to Lebanon. Now, Lebanon may grow finally, but you know, it's been pretty small during my 60 years in this town, but it's getting ready to pop, I think. So tell me a little bit more about your business. You focus on luxury and some foreign cars. What are the main brands that you actually work on?
We do a lot of Ferrari work, Lamborghini work, a lot of Porsche, Audi, Jaguar, BMW, Cadillac. Those are a lot of the luxury cars.
Now, if my garden variety American Buick got damaged, would you even talk to me, or would you send me down the road to somebody else?
I'd be happy to talk to you. Yeah, we will fix everything. It's interesting. Some of our clientele would have a new Bentley, a new Ferrari, and they'd show up in a small Chevrolet.
Yeah.
So, and we would fix it for them.
Well, you know, we're listening to What's Up Boone County this first weekend of June, and we're talking with Brian Conin, who's got the best auto body dealership in central Indiana, and because of it, he gets an opportunity. I suppose it's an opportunity, but he gets the chance to work on the foreign cars and the luxury cars that get cracked around central Indiana. And they seem to get hit too, don't they?
Very much.
So how many employees you got there in your shop?
30
employees. So if my vehicle, my luxury vehicle, whether it's a Tesla or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, gets hammered in a collision, whether it was my fault or somebody else's fault. Do you have the parts on hand, or do you have to order them? And how long does it take to get something like that in hand?
No parts are in stock. No, because we never know what we would need.
Yeah, makes sense.
But depends on the car line. There are back order problems. German cars right now seem to have a lot of parts are made out of the country. Range Rover has some of their parts made in Ukraine right now.
That can't be good.
And it's not good. But overall, we're not doing bad on parts.
So it might take a week or two to get parts in to repair a vehicle that gets damaged?
On some backorder, parts could go for 60 days.
So what happens for that 60 days typically? Will your insurance pay for a substitute or a loaner in the meantime? Not yours, but the client's insurance usually?
You were hit by another company, yes, the insurance company would have to provide a rental. On your policy, if it's a collision, a lot of them are only written for 30 days.
So the insurance companies don't want this thing to drag on too long, but you know, the guy whose vehicle's been damaged through the fault of somebody else, it's not his fault. If you can't get the parts in because of the supply chain or whatever, you know, it might take longer. So that can be an issue, can't it? So they get their rental vehicle somewhere else. You don't provide rental vehicles where your vehicles, where the car's in your shop, do you typically?
No, we can't. Like right now, we probably have 160 cars in process.
So you're not in that business of loaning cars out or leasing cars. So they get that from some other place, Enterprise or wherever. Tell me about business in general. How's business going?
Extremely well right now. This is the heaviest accident rate I've ever seen in 48 years. I've never seen
that. Well, so why are we having so many more accidents now? Do you have any idea?
I think because COVID's largely over and people are driving. The police aren't hardly doing any tickets. On 465, the average speed some days can be 70, 80, 90 miles an hour.
I will say this. I drive the interstate quite a bit for a variety of reasons. I mean, if you're only going 70, you're getting lapped around here sometimes. And you go up just from Lebanon to Indianapolis, you know, you're driving 70, which is the speed limit, I think. And you're losing ground to most people.
They're going extremely fast. This last weekend, race weekend, the amount of cars that were in wrecks, they've just been lined up at our shop.
You know, I've always heard that about people around race weekend in Indianapolis. People get all jacked up and they start weaving in and out and racing. I mean, they're not trying to race, but they're just going fast. You think there's some truth to that?
Lots of truth. And they're not paying one bit of attention where they're going. They're not driving from A to B going to work. They're out having fun.
Yeah.
They're on their phones. They're talking. Maybe drinking. And they're crashing a lot of cars.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Brian Conlon about his auto body business and how some of these things work that I find interesting after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this first weekend in June, talking to Brian Conlon, the owner of Conlon's Paint and Body Shop in Zionsville, about his business that focuses on luxury cars and high-end cars. But as he said, he's willing to work on any vehicle if people want him and if they've got the time to do it. So I drive my car in there. It's been damaged through my own fault or somebody else's, and I need an estimate. That's something you guys will give, won't you?
We'll give an estimate. You don't need an appointment. You can come anytime, Monday to Friday, and we will write the estimate.
So how do your guys, you know, the thing's been hit hard. It's got some body damage. It's got some undercarriage damage. How can you be sure that you found everything when you start just looking around quickly?
You cannot on the first estimate. Or does the insurance company want us to? They want us to write what we see. Then when the car comes in, we disassemble it. once it's disassembled, then we turn in a supplement of the extra damage.
So if you find something you didn't see or couldn't see the first time, you'll give them a supplemental estimate for that additional repair cost.
That is correct. We do not guess. We will wait till the car comes in and disassembled.
Okay. So typically, if somebody runs into my car causing me to have to take it to the body shop, do I get to pick the body shop, or does the insurance company for the guy that caused the accident get to pick?
You have a legal right to take your car anywhere you choose to be fixed. They will recommend their own special shops they have a relationship with, but you do not have to go there. You have a right to have your car fixed anywhere of your choice.
Now, okay, I'm with you on that. I guess it makes sense. It's my car. I ought not have to go to somebody else's body shop if I'm not comfortable with that person. But what if they think your charge is too much for what the repairs require? Do you ever get into those kind of squabbles?
Very seldom. We both initial estimates, if they write it, the insurance company may be different than ours. But when the car comes in, then the supplement will go to them. And it's almost most of every accident, every car is settled.
You come to an agreement on it. Yeah. Is there disparity between your shop and some of the other auto body shops around the Indianapolis area? Or if we brought the same car into two or three different repair shops, the estimates would be reasonably close. What's your experience on that?
They should be reasonably close. Our estimating systems are computerized. The new parts prices would come from the computer. The labor, all that is done by the computer. So they should be close, but there's many shops that are not have not been trained of what it takes to put a car back together correctly on OEM specs.
And when you say OEM, that stands for what?
The original manufacturer of that car.
Okay.
So if it's an Audi and it's hit in the front, you must do a front-end alignment. You must scan the car to make sure there's no faults in the car. A lot of shops don't have that equipment or know how to do that.
You know, you hear stories about people who've had their car damaged and they take it out and drive it for a while and then they just don't think it's right. It doesn't run like it used to, or it may shake, or it may be out of alignment. And they bring it back, I suppose, or they take it somewhere else. Because you'll know if the thing has been fixed but not correctly fixed, don't you?
Well, those are not good shops doing that type of work.
Is that right? So that's unacceptable from your perspective.
It's unacceptable. Our Tesla, we put it up on a factory jig. That's the same jig that's used at the factory. That when that car comes off that jig, it is exactly the way it was built.
So it should be just darn near perfect, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So how does the insurance company, or how do you decide whether the car is totaled or whether the car can be repaired? How's that decision made?
It's made on approximately 70% of the retail value of the car. At that point, most insurance companies deem it as a total.
So if the cost of repair is more than 70% of its retail value at the time, then there's a good chance they'll just declare it a total and not try to repair it. Then who gets the vehicle?
The insurance company has purchased the car at that point.
They pay the owner a fair price for the vehicle based upon the books and what the market says it's worth, correct?
That is correct. And then you've sold it to the insurance company.
Then what do they do with it?
Then it goes to a salvage auction. There's some in Indianapolis, and that's where those cars are bid on.
So people will buy these cars for the parts, basically. There's still, even though the vehicle's been totaled, it may have some good parts. It may have a trunk that's in good condition, or some other components that were not damaged in the accident, correct?
That is correct. Some of them are rebuilt, and they will have a salvage title. Some are shipped out of the country to other countries, especially sports cars, luxury cars. Sometimes are bought by these companies that will ship them out of the country to be repaired.
And then because the people who buy them from those kind of dealers, they're happy to get, even though it's been a repaired American car or foreign car, luxury car, they feel like they got what they want, correct?
And most of the repairs then are not good.
They're not good.
No.
Well, that would bother me. If I had a luxury car and this thing got seriously damaged in a collision, I mean, I would be upset about it. We all are. We understand how this works. Some people get emotionally attached to their car, don't they? They think it's in mint condition, and of course it's probably not in mint, but they think it's mint. How do you deal with people like that who have an unreasonably high expectation about what it ought to be or how it ought to be fixed?
Well, after all these years, you learn how to sit down and try to calm somebody down. A lot of times I'll walk them through the shop and show them cars like theirs being repaired, what will happen. I explain to them they do have options. They do not have to fix the car. They can take the insurance check and sell the car.
Sell the car as is.
As is.
And presumably they get some money out of the car and they get the settlement from the insurance company. Then they go buy a new one if that's what they want.
If they want to do that, sometimes they will trade it into a dealership, wrecked, with the insurance check. They generally lose a lot of money when they do that.
Yeah.
But instantly they're in a new car. And
they don't have to worry about it. Some people who have enough money, they will just say, I'll just take the loss and move on. I'm not interested in driving a vehicle that's been repaired substantially.
Not many cases a year do we see that, but we do.
So what about these car dealers? Most of the big car dealers, they have an auto body aspect to their business, don't they?
Most, not all.
Okay. Is it a profit center for them, or is it just something they have to do because they need to provide service to their customers? Do you know?
Don't really know how to answer. Some are run very good and some are not. Like that car to be traded in would never be fixed in their collision center.
Is that right?
They would wholesale it off to a wholesaler. But there are some very good,
dealers that have good quality. Where do you find your employees, Brian? You can't just get some guy off the street unless you're going to spend a lot of time to teach him. Is that what you do? Or do you hire them from other body shops?
Characteristically, almost every employee I have has come to me. Some of my employees have been there 30 years. 25
okay.
years.
So they like working for your business. They know you've got the equipment and the training and the help that they need to do a good job, correct?
And they know they're going to make a very good living. And we take excellent care of those employees. And if they leave, they would lose money every year what they made at our shop.
So they're making enough more than what they're probably going to make on their own or working for another dealer. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Very few people would have the means to start a repair center anymore.
Because of the land costs, the equipment costs, the training required of your employees, et cetera?
It's in the millions to start one, and very few would have the means to do that. But we have zero help problems. We just run out of space.
So, a lot of people are struggling to find employees. A lot of businesses, there's help wanted signs everywhere. Are you looking for employees right now, or do you have what you need?
We have what we need. Mickey Maurer and I are pretty close. But anyways, we both share the same thoughts. If you pay your people above what anybody else will, you'll never have a help problem.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. If people can't go to another place and do better, either hours, benefits, or wage, then they're likely to stay, unless they're just miserable. But you're not going to make them miserable in your business, are you?
No, we do everything we can to make them happy.
Do you run, you're basically an 8-hour shop down there, or you got different shifts running, evenings, weekends, things like that?
No, not weekends, but every employee is allowed to work as many hours as he wants. So between 6:30 in the morning, some of them are there, and 7 o'clock at night, generally
Okay. You know, people scratch their head on that. You know, what time my secretary gets to work in the morning? She gets here at 6 a.m. Now, and she stays till 4. Now, she's here. She used to come at 7. She used to come at 8 and stay to 5. And then we let them come 7 to 4 because they like that flexibility better. But she comes at 6 and just works an extra hour. She doesn't ask for compensation. We've told her not to do it. Technically, somebody could say we're violating the wage and hour people, but we can't have her arrested. She's willing to come in here and work. So, you know, some people like to just get here early, and they just love their job, don't they?
They love coming to work.
And so there's plenty of work for them. You know, what I find so amazing is if I had a luxury car, a Lamborghini or a Porsche or one of those foreign cars that I don't even know about, and it got damaged, they'll send them to you, won't they, to work on it? That they want you to do it.
A lot of insurance companies even will recommend us. Other shops will not touch them. They'll send them to our shop.
So how long are you going to stay working? I mean, I know you're about my age. You about slowing down or you keep there? You're still there?
Well, the difference between me and you, Ken, is I can't chase a white ball playing golf.
So, well, so I'm
bored to death if I don't come to work.
Well, I understand. Well, I'm chasing it more than I used to. I don't play as much as I used to, but I don't hit it as straight as I used to. So I have the ball goes off in a little different directions than I'm used to, and it's getting a little frustrating as I get older. The good news is it doesn't go as far as it used to, so I can find them usually in my older age. Lee Trevino used to say he knew he was getting older when he'd hit his tee shot and he could hear it land, and I kind of feel like that sometimes. So
this last weekend, I had 7 of my 8 kids home, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so that's 31, and that's my joy.
Well, I can imagine. My daughter's going to have a baby this weekend. By the time this show airs on Saturday morning, she may have her third child. I hope so. Hope it goes well. But, Brian, I've enjoyed our conversation. I find your business fascinating. I know nothing about cars. I'm not a car guy. I never was a car guy. I'm amazed that people can look at a car and say a car's worth $21,500, and they're pretty close. They can look at damage and say, oh, that's about $2,000. Of course, 2000 doesn't go as far anymore as it used to, does it?
A lot of drive-in accidents are 10,000.
10,000. Well, that's why you need insurance. Make sure you get plenty of insurance. That's our free tip of the day. So, Brian, appreciate you coming in and being our guest this week. Brian Conan, the owner of Conan's Paint and Body Shop in Zionsville. It's a great business. If you got repairs needed for your car, give them a shout, especially if you've got a car that's worth repairing. One that's got real value. Next week, I'm not sure we're going to have. We're going to have the Boone County Assessor's going to come in and talk about property assessment. I've got a lady coming in from Zionsville who's an author, has written a book about haunted places of Boone County. She'll be coming up for long. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.